Watch what happens. Watch what happens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that happens?
Happens.
Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to watch. I'm Ben Mandelker. You can also find me on the Game Brain podcast if you're a board game fiend like I am. And if you're bored, you can check out The Real Housewares of Kitchen Island. It's been on hiatus, but if you've never watched it, check it out on YouTube. It's basically a parody of The Real Housewives of New York, but in kitchen utensil form. And it's also a cartoon. Joining me is a man who is beyond a cartoon. He is not a cartoon. He is a full-fleshed human being with emotions, three-dimensional entity. It's Ronnie Karam. How are you?
Oh, how sweet.
You are a living sentient being.
Oh, aren't you kind? He's got a pulse. It's Ronnie Karam.
He breathes. It's Ronnie Karam.
Still with us. It's Ronnie Karam. Hi, everybody. Hi, Ben. How's it going, honey?
It's going great. I'm caffeinated. I got cake in my system. I made my cake. It's in my system. I got my hand blister going along pretty nicely. Still the same size, but it's becoming my friend. And, you know, I got nothing to complain about.
Yeah, I have something to complain about because you've got your ringer on during the podcast. This is a very professional podcast, Ben, okay?
Well, I turned it off. You know what? It was a promotion from Postmates informing me that vampires hate garlic. Thanks, Postmates. Thanks. I'll be sure to remember that when I go to Romania next.
Vampires are too thin for me anyway.
Vampires have bad taste if they don't like garlic. I'm sorry.
They literally have bad taste. They eat people. It's gross.
There's that too. I guess they have those problems as well.
But it's like you're judging a Bravo person. You're like looking past the worst flaws to find like a smaller flaw, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, but they have great self-esteem. You know why? Because they never have to look at themselves in the mirror. They never have to look at themselves and say, am I getting fat? They just look at the mirror and say, that's a nice window.
Well, they still have to buy jeans. That's the true mirror, okay? Old Navy is the true mirror. That's the only mirror I'll ever need. Okay, let's get on with some below deck. This episode is called Hard the Salami.
Yeah, speaking of vampires... So we open up in the middle of Francesca scolding Elizabeth because Elizabeth and James had sex in a guest room without asking for permission, and Francesca's found out, and she's now scolding Elizabeth and saying, honestly, when I first heard about it, I thought there's no way that Elizabeth would be sleeping in a guest cabin. I mean, she's dumb, but she's not that dumb. She's about making World War I mustard gas dumb. But not sleep in the guest bedroom, dumb.
I never thought Elizabeth would actually give herself a full-size bed to make. I said to myself, there'd be no way she'd give herself that much work. Also, I love a fight that takes place in a place called Jolly. It's just so cute.
Yeah, the Jolly Harbor.
Yeah, so Elizabeth is like, oh, but we weren't sleeping, so that's why you didn't think we'd do it. She's like, oh, I don't want you having sex in the cabin. Nobody should be talking about my sex life. I'm like, oh, okay. Okay, Elizabeth, you're the real victim here.
Yeah, she's going to take this stand here. I like how she says that, like, that we weren't sleeping. We weren't sleeping. She's like, you were there until 6:30 in the morning. Okay. So she's like, yeah, don't talk about my personal life. And then you're the one who's bringing it into the yacht. You're bringing it into the workplace. You've literally, I would say you've brought it, but maybe I should say you came with it. Get it? It's a joke. I can be funny. I'm funny Francesca.
I would say you brought it, but actually you caught it. I'm assuming, or it's all on the sheets, in which case you're going to be in a lot more trouble, all right?
Say, but I'm not.
Yeah, because 3 weeks on a charter boat and one night. Which, first of all, is a lie because it was two nights. And yes, fucking all over bed sheets. Yes. Especially during Corona. You know, I know this is just the beginning of Corona, but, you know, James's sperm is gross enough without Corona intermingled. Now it's just unforgivable. You've got unforgivable sperm, sir.
Unforgivable. Unforgivable sperm. So Francesca's like, stop interrupting me. What is wrong with you? Why do you keep interrupting me? And she's like, but, stop, Elizabeth. You know what? This is enough. I've had enough of you. I'm going to walk away and cry right now.
And Izzy's like, oh, I feel like I'm at the US Open. Like, clock, clock, clock. Like, first of all, Goodwin. Second of all, sounds like James banging Elizabeth, because that's like the sound effect that they use. It's like, it's like Martina Navratilova out there.
I feel like, yes, it's probably like the U.S. Open. The difference is that Francesca's like, I don't know, like Anna Kournikova or something. And Elizabeth is just like the ball girl, just running and trying to pick up the balls, but she keeps throwing the balls back. It's like, no, you're supposed to keep the balls, ball girl. Why do you keep throwing the balls back over the net?
But come on, it was just one time. So then Elizabeth is like, this is going to be the worst birthday ever.
Elizabeth is no good, no fun, downright tootin' bad birthday. My low doll.
So Eddie has been in bed this whole time hiding from the fight on his phone. So he hears the fighting stop and he's like, well, I guess I'll go in there now. way to lead, buddy. So he comes in and he's like, what just happened? That could have woken up Dad.
Well, I was just approached in a very abrupt way for not asking permission to stay in the guest cabin. Worst birthday ever. I'm going to call my energy healer.
I like how she says it as if like she's the victim because Francesca came and spoke to her, quote unquote, in an abrupt fashion, whatever that means. Like, does that mean that Francesca came and spoke very quickly in an unexpected way? Like, you're sleeping.
That was very abrupt.
She would just start in the back of the room and then run up real close to the table and go, why are you listening to me?
she's so abrupt. So then Elizabeth gets on the phone with her spiritual healer or whatever. She's like,
Godfrey, hi, I need some virtual healing, please.
And he's like, okay, great. Today we lift away our first, second, third, fourth dimensional gray, dark, brown matter, which we may have passed on generationally or through our past lives.
He's like, he's like, all right, generational dark matter, breakfast roast, Cafe Bustelo energy. You know what? You may have passed on from the flake you were in your other lives to the flake you are now. And look, split ends are intergenerational spiritually, hun. So nothing I can really do about those. Leave-in conditioner. Some people like mane and tail, which is for horses. It could work for humans. Dong, dong-a-ling, dong, dong, dong. You're at 1999. Would you like me to keep going?
We're going to lift away. Now you're sixth and seventh and eighth dimensional. Now we're going into the blue and the yellows. We're going to go into some red. Red, we're going to see some arches. We have some Big Mac McDLT, a quarter pounder with some cheese filet, a fish, a hamburger, a cheeseburger, a happy meal, filet, a fish. That's as far as I remember. Are you healed yet?
You know what? I don't really see a lot. I see some goop on a sheet, and I see zero ironing in any of your lifetimes. Does that make sense?
So
I have to say, before she goes out there, Rob goes into his room after hearing the fight, and he goes, she's a gentle soul. And Eddie's like, she's a gentle soul, all right. And I was like, God, you can even make that sound like sexual harassment on this show.
After she's done like getting her energy red, we just see Captain Lee. He just like approaches in the middle of it in his most patterned shirt to date. Like, we've never seen a shirt this patterned. And he's like, my instinct says to say kiddo, but I feel like I shouldn't. So what's going on with you, bunkerhead?
Oh, I'm good. I just spoke to my energy healer.
Okay. is her energy busted? Did she break it? I don't know.
So it's the next morning. Rob has a bad fart, and it's so bad it woke him up. And Francesca is still really upset. She's like, Elizabeth is talking back to me. That is so disrespectful. I'm disappointed in myself because I should have been more stern from the start with her and not given her so many chances. I don't know what to do, so I'm going to do some very angry breathing yoga. Now, this kind of yoga I can get with because that's the yoga you need. This is real yoga. You know, people who are like, oh my God, spirits, I met Prometheus one time. He brought us sun. Those people are full of shit. But people like Francesca, those are real people who are just like putting their arms to the sky and going, oh, 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 oh. Like when you're close to barking like a dog at the sky instead of murdering somebody, that's real yoga. Well done. Finally, it's good to see it done right on Bravo.
I call it cult yoga or MLM yoga. It's like the sort of thing where it's like, do you want to earn a $5,000 today? Do you want to do that? You better do what you have to do. Are you ready? Are you ready? Yeah. And then like all of a sudden they're like, they go running out and to call like 1,000 people about, you know.
Yeah, totally. It's coffee is for closers yoga. Totally. So then we cut to Aisling, who's dropping a water bottle.
I'm going to call my mother about that one.
And I wrote that down also. Aisling drops a bottle. And then James checks in with Elizabeth. And he's like, you know, while that was happening, literally, I was watching my film in my bed. And I could hear it over my headphones. I'm like, wow, what a crazy revelation. That the fight that was happening on the other side of your door, you could hear over your AirPods.
He's like, well, I wonder what the repercussions will be. And Elizabeth's like, nothing. And meanwhile, Izzy's walking around reminding everyone that it's Elizabeth's birthday. So please, let's all remember to make this very, very special for her.
Yeah, congratulations, Elizabeth. You're going to get a stack of bread at the end of the day.
you've got white bread whiter than this cast waiting for you at the end of this day. Congratulations.
So Rachel is she's trying to like figure out the menu for tonight because Jackie and David are like polar opposites with what they want. And then Aisling, she's feeling better, guys, so that's good. And then the deckhands, of course, are giving Izzy problems. They're like, Izzy, where do we start? What should we do today? What do we do? And she's like, well, if you're going to act like five-year-olds and you really want direction, you can start at the crow's nest and make your way down. Twat faces.
Twat waffle. And James is like, oh, yeah, love that guy, as Rob walks up. And then Elizabeth is asking Aisling,
Aisling, I'm doing laundry, kind of. Is James medium or large?
Like, I can't with you.
Like, how are you on how are you on Charter 7? You don't know what the sizes of everyone's uniforms and all you're supposed to be doing is laundry.
Oh, my God. So then Rob is like, so are you going to do buckets, Izzy? Or are you just too big to do buckets now? Bucket burn. Yeah,
and then is this where she says, are you going to ask like a real petulant twat about me being a deckhand? Because I'd expect better from my roommate. She's talking to James about that. Yeah. And then James is like, you know, only kidding, don't you? I'll ease up on you. You know, in the morning I'm tough, but I'll ease up on you. Like an erection.
Yeah, you know, Rob's just got an erection first thing in the morning. It'll go down. And then we see the greatest sin that could ever happen on this boat happen. The captain pouring his own Cheerios into a bowl. You know what? You're all fired.
Yeah, you know it was bad because they actually zoomed in while he was doing it. They didn't let it be a static shot. They're like, we want everyone to see what's really happening here. Captain Lee's making his own breakfast.
So James and Eddie are talking about the big fight that was happening, and Eddie still doesn't say anything to him. And then Francesca and Elizabeth have a little meeting, and Francesca's like, listen, I'm so disappointed in you. You say you want to be professional, but I don't see that. And Elizabeth's like, like rolling her eyes, just looking at her, like her face is saying, God.
Yeah. And Francesca's like, why are you so surprised? Sleeping in a guest cabin? It's not your yacht. And she goes, well, because it was off charter and there were no guests. It doesn't matter. I don't like your attitude. You know what we call that in Australia? We call it a didgeridoo. Okay? Don't like it. I'm really pissed off right now.
Stop talking back to me and stop talking back to me with your face, all right? Because I don't like the way your face is talking back to me, all right? I'm really pissed off at you. She's like, I can see that. And the guys are cleaning windows right behind them. And Eddie's like, don't look in there, James. Don't do it.
You know what? This is the final straw.
Oh, well, I can go get some more straws. It's a metaphor, Elizabeth. It's a metaphor.
I'd like you to go now and take charge of the cabins. And I guess I'll have to spell this out for you once again. Take charge of laundry. I want that finished. Laundry. Go do laundry.
Okay, I'll clean up the bar.
No, laundry.
I'll get you a straw, I said.
Laundry.
I don't know why she's doing this to me. She needs to go because I have had enough. I need a second. She gets up and goes off and cries.
I hope Kate Chastain is sitting at home throwing shit at the TV during this.
I know. So now provisions. Here come the provisions. Provisions are coming. And then Francesca like walks by Ashling, and Ashley's like, hey, what are you, my favorite chief stew in the entire world? Everything going great today? What's wrong? You know, and follows her into the bathroom, and she's like,
I can't fucking deal with her, all right?
And then Ashling starts crying, and she's like,
I know how you feel, because we're similar.
Ashling's like,
you're both crying because Elizabeth sucks? Come on.
Yeah, so Ashling is like, oh, I feel terrible for Francesca. I mean, being chiefs do. We have to listen to her, you know? So I think this is actually a little bit before they were both crying. I think this is like the build up to the cry. They were just in the bathroom at this point. They were just sort of getting it. I mean, Francesca was crying, but this is when Ashling still thought she could be okay with not crying before she
rolled
out the tears. Yeah.
So then Francesca is too upset to go all the way down for provisions. So she's like, please bring them to the deck so I can just cry on one level today. So everybody starts bringing up provisions, and Rachel's dancing around with the cucumber in the kitchen. She's like,
they not kidding.
Yeah, and then James is also, like, he's talking to us about, like, basically he doesn't like all these obligations that are being put upon him, you know, regarding Elizabeth's birthday. He's like, well, you know, I'm not Elizabeth's boyfriend. I mean, I don't want to stress, you know. Besides, birthday's just a reminder of how old you are. And the last thing I'll ever be is old. I'm going to be young. I'm going to be a young, young, handsome man laying down cones for the rest of my life.
I've got the eyebrows of a 10-year-old girl, and that's how old I am.
And so he's doing that because Izzy just keeps walking around the boat going, do you have surprises for Elizabeth's birthday? Anybody? Anybody going to surprise Elizabeth for her birthday? Yeah. So then we go to the captain and Francesca. He's like, how you doing? I'm going to reserve my kiddo for when I see what kind of crap you're going to lay on me right now. What is it? She's like, not so good because Elizabeth and James slept in a guest cabin. He's like, wow, thanks a lot. Now I can't finish my fucking Danish. All right.
Yeah, he had like lifted it up. He's like, well, I'm sure whatever Francesca has to say will not ruin my desire to take a bite out of this lovely pastry / bagel, whatever it is. It's a circle made of carbs, and I'm gonna have it. Oh yeah, it's ruined. I gotta put it down.
Yeah, but you know what? You might have saved me from diabetes because I did just eat a bowl of cereal. All right, you know what? Fuck this shit. Eddie, what is James doing sleeping in the guest cabin? If he wants to play hide the salami with his girlfriend, that's fine, but not in our cabins, all right? Let's call James in here.
And James is like, I'm just a little boy. What could I have done wrong? He's like doing the bashful thing. I was like, just like put your toe on the ground and kind of kick it. You know how like in cartoons?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Kicking a pebble, you know? Or
yeah.
So he's like, all right, I'm going to say this only once. If you sleep in a guest cabin again without asking, you can pack your shit and leave, okay? Now, pack your shit and leave my office right now. You're not fired.
Come one more time on this boat and you're going to go, all right? All right, but you're not fired. Congrats to your penis, all right? Yeah. Your penis is getting another stripe. You, sir, are in trouble. Get out of here.
And James is like, do I think he's being unfair? No. would I do it again? That's the million-dollar question. And of course I would. So I just lost $1 million in a potential career. Great.
Yeah. And the captain's like, all right, well, that solves him. Now let's talk about Elizabeth. And Francesca's like, can we be alone for this? Thank you. Thank you. I don't want to work one more day with her. I'm putting a period in between each word so I don't cry right now. All right.
He's like, well, this is the first time that James has been that goddamn dumb. On the other hand, well, Elizabeth, we've been down this road before. I mean, she did try to poison us all. I will just always go back to that one. I can talk about all the other things she's fucked up, but at the end of the day, I just have to say, mustard gas.
And Francesca's like, well, as soon as we can get someone to get someone else, I'd love to replace her. Coffee is for closers. Get the fuck out of here. Thanks.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So now Izzy's going up to Rachel and is like, so, you know that adorable cartoon character that tried to kill us all? Do you think we could maybe make her a little birthday cake? And Rachel's like, yeah, yeah, red chocolate cake. Yeah, no problem, no problem. I was thinking it might look something like this. That's a middle finger. Yeah, exactly.
Cucumber. I'm going to hump the air right now, all right, and sing a song about chocolate marble cake and whipped cream, all right? Yeah, fucking chocolate cake, yeah!
So then Izzy goes to check on Elizabeth.
Yeah, and Elizabeth, and she's like, are you okay? And she's like, I don't know. You know what? Francesca's really giving me a hard time. It's a hostile work environment. Like, it's not, no, it's hostile because you keep fucking up the easiest shit to not fuck up. How many times do you have to be warned?
Yeah, happy birthday. Here's a nice box of consequences, you idiot. So Izzy's like, yeah, well, I got me a lead dick hand, and all of a sudden Rob's being an asshole. And she's like, really? Yeah, complete Charles. You know what we're going to do? We're going to rise above, all right?
It's not going to be easy.
So then we see Elizabeth and James in the crew mess. And I don't know, did he write happy birthday day on the whiteboard? Someone did. But he kind of like points it out and he's just eating Cocoa Puffs. And she's sitting there waiting for him to do something romantic. And she's like,
I just really hope that James will do something really cute and romantic. And like, you know, I just need some cuteness in my life right now.
And he's just sitting there like a caveman, just shoveling these Cocoa Puffs into his mouth. Like milk going down his chin.
Yeah, because he's not even just eating them. He's like...
And you know he's also, like, punishing her because he got in trouble, even though it's something that he actually instigated? On some level, that's what's going on there. He's like, well, I got in trouble with the captain, so I'm not going to talk to her.
I'm just going to act chill so she doesn't expect anything for a birthday. So Francesca's like, well, Aisling, I spoke with Elizabeth, and you know what? I was upset because I was not a bitchy chief stew. I know, and it's really annoying because you and I are working.
Sometimes I can hear but crying and think about how great of a chief stew you are, and it just brings to your s'mores.
This reminds me of like when you, like kids, you know, like when one starts crying and then the other one just like wants to cry as well. They just start crying, but they don't know what the second kid doesn't know what they're crying about.
Yeah. And then James somewhere on the boat's like, snitches get stitches. Stitches, I don't know, something like that. All right. And then back to Francesca. She's like, between you and I, we will get someone to replace her after the charter. And Ashley's like, but why don't we just do it? We can get rid of her right now. We could do it without her. We can.
They're acting like they're on the bottom of the Titanic, trying to figure out how to get up to like the top deck.
I know, they're just
walking. We can't live down here like this. It's terrible. We can do it. We have to make a run forward. We should do it. You think we can do it?
I know. Leonardo DiCaprio's holding onto their ankles while Kathy Bates just floats by on a rescue boat. You know,
yeah,
we can push through.
So then Francesca's like, like, all right, that's what we're going to do. It's just going to be the two of us. But then she goes and talks to Rachel, who's like, yeah, well, you know what I want to do? I want to do, like, a whole big Vietnamese thing. Like, I want to put up, like, I actually want to, like, build a pagoda out of ham. Can we do a pagoda out of ham somewhere on the boat? It'll be a Banh Mi pagoda. How about that? It'll be, and you know what? I want fire. I want, like, loops of fire, and I want a tiger, and I want to have three different picnic stations and a water slide. I think that's what we should do. And Jessica's like, well, I guess we'll need a thids too.
Yeah. So she walks around and she's like, oh God, you know, I just don't know what to do. But she tells us that as much as she wants to get rid of Elizabeth, she can't right now. So she's like, Aisling, I'm sorry, but maybe swapping morning and late so she's not guest facing at the very least.
Yeah. So then Eddie, then Aisling like is like walking through the yacht and Eddie's like, don't know right today. She's like, yep. Are you sure? Yep. Don't lie to me. Otherwise, I'll have to tell Dad. Dad, I think she's lying to me.
So then Francesca, let's see. She's looking over the two kids. Okay, because the guests are coming down the dock now. And Jackie's like, oh, you guys know what? The boat is the biggest boat in the harbor.
It's a yacht. Do you know that in the word yacht, there's actually a C and an H, but you just don't really say them.
So they all come on, and her husband, David's like, yeah, I brought my own champagne and a styrofoam, all right? And he's carrying this huge styrofoam cup, and Jackie introduces herself. She's like, well, some people know me as the Queen of Versailles. And they're like, so do you want us to call you Queen, or would you like us to call you Jackie? And she's like, either is fine, but in case you forget, I'm going to be wearing a huge necklace that says Queen of Versailles.
Do you mind if I put up a step and repeat in the galley that just says Queen of Versailles? So then their sons, Daniel and... It's Daniel and... Was it Robert Jr.?
I think it's David?
David Jr. and Daniel?
I don't know.
Yeah. So they come on and they're like exactly what you'd expect rich 19-year-old kids, 19, 20-year-old kids to be like. So this guy goes... He goes up to Captain Lee and goes, so what part of the crew are you? What's your job?
I didn't catch that.
It's like, what part of humanity are you, sir? Like, what do you, how do you talk to someone like that? So what part of the crew are you? What's your job? He literally says that to Captain Lee, and Captain Lee's like, I'm the captain. He's like really nice. He's like being very polite. He's like, oh, cool.
So they start looking around. They get the tour of the boat and stuff. And one of the kids is like, oh, yeah, clothing's optional up here, huh? She's like, I don't know if you want to see your mom without clothes, all right? Oh, it's David, the husband. He's like, yeah, clothing's optional. Yeah.
Yeah. And then one of the sons goes, well, maybe they're still doing the tour. And he tells Francesca, he's like, well, maybe my dad will buy this boat. Gosh. I mean, there's theoretically nothing wrong with saying that. If you're wealthy, it is a possibility. Maybe that will happen. But for some reason, it just comes off as
it's gross.
It's just like a gross thing to say to the person that's, I don't know. It's like the person that's working on it who is just.
You don't have to explain. It's fucking gross.
I have to explain class politics.
It's gross. So David's like, what happened to my drink? And Jackie's like, oh no, everybody, we don't throw out the styrofoam cup. Okay, I've had remote controls thrown at my head lots of times over that. Just leave it alone. It's not littering until it goes in the trash. Okay, we're saving the styrofoam.
What we're going to do is buy the ocean. That way, if you throw the styrofoam into the ocean, you're not throwing it away. You're just putting it somewhere else in your estate.
And Ashton goes, it really suits you.
So then we have, like, Jackie's brought on just, like, oodles of Louis Vuitton luggage. And she's like, that's mine. And that's mine. And that's mine. That one's mine. That's mine. This is mine. That's mine. That's mine. That's mine. This one. That one. Oh, here's something. This is for June. Is June on this boat? Oh, a different boat? Okay, this one's... Okay, and that's mine. Thank you.
I had a butterfly suitcase for June. She's not here. Okay, throw that one in the ocean. We just bought it.
Yeah, it'll float. Someone will find it. A mermaid will probably really like it when she goes shopping.
So the kids go straight to the bar, of course, and Ashton's like, so do you go on boats? And Daniel is like, oh yeah, but you used to own one.
She's like, well, in the, you know, drinking is legal out here, and they're not allowed to drink in the US, and I don't really blame them. I went to Bali on my 18th birthday. We got totally wasted.
The whole month, we got totally wasted. And then I called my mommy every day and said, Mommy, my tummy's sick. And she said, stop calling me. Please just drink some more instead.
And then we cut to David going, I wonder what the poor people are doing today.
Yeah, because nice to be rich, isn't it? So now they leave the dock, and he's like, well, some people do this all year round. And the crew, they're sort of like marveling at the fact that David is 82, but he has a 20-year-old, which meant that he was 60 when he was boinking Jackie to have the kids, eh?
And then someone goes, well, you know what? These people should be very interesting people. And then we cut to Jackie going, you have something on your pants, honey.
Yeah. And then we see the two sons just sitting in like a corner going, the girls are pretty cute.
Yeah.
The one blonde Australian. Yeah.
They're like blonde. They're hot. They're hot.
Dude, we could buy them.
Yeah. And then in the kitchen, Rachel's farting. She's like, do not come over here.
Finally, revenge for the mustard gas, because Elizabeth is like, what?
So anchor time, okay? And then David walks into the bridge. He's like, this must be the bridge. Ah, hey, Captain. So they come in, and David's like, you know, I've raised 14 children, 3 wives.
Yeah. And he asks Captain Lee if he has any children, and this then segues into Captain Lee talking about how he had a son who just recently died from a drug overdose, and then David and Jackie had, you know, lost a daughter 5 years ago. So they're sort of bonding. They're having like a very sort of nice moment, sort of bonding over this tragic situation. And, you know, we see Captain Lee. He's telling us about how hard it is to survive something like this, and he gets choked up in the interview, and it's sad. It's really sad.
Yeah, and then it's time for toys, and Rob's like, let's do it, you able seaman. So then Daniel's trying with Aisling again. He's like, what's your name again?
Aisling. Well, it's Ash, but my real name is Aisling. And he's like, oh, interesting. Well, you know what, like, I'm reading all this shit, it's like getting canceled because corona. Right? Like, the media's totally out of proportion.
Oh, gosh. Yes. So then, because, you know, the people who are really up to date on what's happening with coronavirus are two 19 and 20-year-olds who live in a palace. So then, Francesca's taking lunch orders, and some people want lamb, and some people want mahi-mahi, which becomes quite the controversy in a moment.
And Rachel farts again, and she's like, oh no, she's making a fart sound with a squeezer, like oil squeezing. It's like, and she's like, oh god, I'm 14, I still have. So then we cut to Elizabeth and Aisling in the mess, and they're eating, and Aisling's like, are you all right, Elizabeth? And she's like,
well, I mean, even if it wasn't my birthday, I'd be pissed. Like, if I went into the guest cabin, I won't do it again.
It's not an if. You went in and you fucked in the guest cabin. Why do you keep wording shit like this?
She goes, I went into the guest cabin and I'm sorry. It won't happen again. It's not.
No, she said if. She said, if I went to the guest cabin, I won't do it again. I rewound it and got the closed captioning on that shit because I was like, seriously?
My brain could not process or absorb her line of thinking there.
If I went into the guest cabin,
you did.
You did.
It's not fun being spoken to in a certain way.
Well, it's not comfortable sleeping on poor people's sperm either, okay? Yeah, but that's what you're forcing people to do.
It's not fun waking up with James Splooge on your back when you're on vacation. I don't even wish that on David Siegel and his timeshare craziness. So then Jackie, meanwhile, she brought a Versace water toy. So she's like, I brought a Versace water toy if anyone wants it, which I don't know if that's a real thing or she just got totally scammed by someone on Amazon. But she has
it. She's like, honey, you want to help me blow it up? And he's like, I only got so much air left. I'm not wasting it on a fucking toy, all right?
So Francesca's giving Rachel the lunch orders, and then Eddie is instructing Daniel how to use this little ski bob thing. And for some reason, we get very detailed instructions, which I thought was going to lead to something, but it doesn't, because he's like, okay, you're not going to lie on top of this unless you are going, because water will ingress into it and it will break. Okay, it will break. And then Daniel's like, who gets in trouble if I damage it?
You do. Okay, I'm going to tell Dad.
I have to say, in this, when Francesca's putting in the orders, I knew from the commercials that this was going to be a big deal. So I counted, okay? She counted 4 mahis out. I was counting them. And then one of them was a mahi and a chop. And Rachel's cooking while she does it. So I don't know where the confusion, because the numbers keep changing throughout the episode. Yeah. Well, so then Jackie gets someone to fill she gets Izzy to fill up her Versace inner tube. And Izzy's like, well, you know what? I don't think Jackie needs a flotation device because she's got 2 perfect ones right here on her breasts. Her boobies is what I mean. She's got 2 big, huge boobies, all right?
You're demoted, Izzy. You're demoted. It's too easy. Let's one more name is Izzy, making Izzy jokes. So guess what? The boys are hungry. They want French fries. And then Rob and Izzy are asking James if he has made Elizabeth a card. And he's like, I like her, but that's a lot of effort. It's a lot of effort to do the bare minimum to make someone who expects even less than the bare minimum happy. Like he could have taken a post-it and put a heart on it and said, like, just a little happy birthday from me to you. And she'd be like, oh, that's so sweet.
She's an idiot. He's already shown you he does not give a shit about you, and you're an idiot. Okay, so have fun being stupid, and he'll have fun being a douchebag. I feel nothing for either of you. So Eddie's like, well, I'm going to read your horoscopes then. Well, it says you better be creative with sex, or you're going to have trouble connecting with the Pisces. Oh, God, you know, the more I read this, you should not be together.
The more I read this, the more I think that I should tell Dad that someone let something really vulgar onto this boat. I'm throwing it into the water with a styrofoam cup.
And James is like, in my head, I think I like her, but that's not a lot of effort, you know? I don't know. I can't. So then the guests sit for lunch at the table, and Rachel's like, 4 mahis. She said 3 mahis. I swear to God, she said 3 mahis. And then we see the close-up of the list where there's 4. So now we're like, okay, well, Rachel's obviously wrong. Because first, the son was like, well, I want mahi too. So they had to make 1 extra mahi already for the son, right?
Yeah, well, so it's kind of funny because in this part, Rachel says that she said 3 and Francesca said, but Francesca's claiming 4. But ultimately what the issue is that Rachel made 4 and they actually were meant to have 5. And when we see the close up, where the confusion lies is that for every person eating lunch, Francesca had made a line for each of them. So it was like David, then next line Jackie, then next line whoever, 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 whoever. But for there was like the couple, like the one of David's sons has like a wife, and they were on one line together. So when Francesca wrote down that they both wanted mahi, she wrote mahi mahi, meaning that these two she wants a mahi and he wants a mahi. But the problem is when you put mahi and mahi next to each other, it makes mahi mahi, which is the name of the dish. So it looks like you don't put mahi and mahi next to each other and expect it to be interpreted as 2 separate entities. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So Rachel's like, the one thing I need is communication.
Really good getting that off my chest.
Yeah, that was some Ben-splaining. That was a good Ben-splain.
Thank you.
Rachel's like, she sucks at communication. Sorry. So then Jackie does not get her mahi and, you know, no one cares really. David's like, yeah, the chaps are real seasoned. And Rachel comes up to start grilling octopus, but then she finds out that there's yet another mahi missing. And she's like, but you said 4 mahis total. She's like, no, it's 5. She's like, get 4 on the ticket. Good. And then they keep showing us the close-up of this ticket, which is hilarious because it's all highlighted and stuff. So now Francesca is hating. Francesca is like hating her back. She's like, it was her fault, and we don't have time for a little freak out right now because the queen is waiting for fish.
No, Francesca, it's your fault. You wrote mahi mahi. That's like saying 2 people want lobster, and you write, okay, Sarah wants the lob and John wants the stir. It's saying like a lob and stir. Don't you see? It's two separate orders. It's like, no, it's lobster.
So Rachel's pissed about the service and she's like, we are going to have a talk about it. And then Jackie is, I'll take one too. Just one would be good. I'll take one too. Who knows what they're talking about? Another, I guess
it's like
food.
More mahi. It's just like more and more mahi. Cause like she's waiting. And I think the kid asks for another piece of mahi. It's a lot of mahi going around here.
Yeah. A lot of mahi. So, Rachel is singing, I'm going to lose my shit, I'm going to lose my shit. And the captain comes in to check on her because he's heard over the radio that shit's going down. And it's like, well, not happy. I need a meeting about service because things are getting messed up and expediting, and it's happened more than once. Titties!
Well, Rachel has a wild hair up her ass. Maybe that's why she keeps singing titties. It's kind of a good song, actually. But this is not what I need right now. I mean, I could use some titties, but I don't need titties.
So then Francesca is like, Rachel, thank you. Everyone loved your lunch. Now look at this ticket. There's mahi written 5 times.
She's like, oh my God, there's 2 orders on 1 line, you idiot.
Well, I don't want to argue.
Well, next time we're just going to write on their faces.
All right, so I'll write on those papers on their...
No, we're going to write on their literal fucking faces.
You ever play that game, Heads Up? We're literally going to take the Heads Up cards and put it over their foreheads.
Like, all right, so I don't understand why there's confusion. It literally says right here, mahi, 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 mahi.
That one says I am. Why did you write it backwards? It's still the same. Mahi. It's I am. I made ham. I made high-tech ham called I ham. It's not the same.
So Izzy and the boys are bringing back in the toys. Izzy, boys, and toys. And she's like, all right, you want to get your leg off that? And he's like, maybe. Maybe I do. Maybe I don't. She's like, would you like to lose your leg if I let it go then, you petulant twat? All right?
So then that Rob and James are like, they still are making like condescending jokes at Izzy, et cetera. And then she tells them to do something and Rob goes, a little courtesy goes a long way. I'm like, well, you're the one just making snarky jokes at your boss, dickwad.
Yeah. So does a little murder. Okay, yeah. You ass. So then Rachel's going to make fresh spaghetti and stuff, and France just yawns at her. And then it's time for crew meal, and they're reading about coronavirus in the news. And Ashling's like, we're losing people. You know, it's becoming full on and real right now. And Eddie's like, well, the best place to be is here on a boat with a fresh group of people from Florida. What could go wrong?
Every single day, new people, in and out, in and out. What could go wrong?
So meanwhile, Rachel surprisingly did not have time to make a birthday cake for Elizabeth because, you know, there's a charter going on. So there's no birthday cake for Elizabeth, and it's sad, I guess. And then Captain Lee is getting ready for dinner, and he is apprehensive because he's nervous that it's going to open up a lot of wounds, etc. So then we have Elizabeth, and she calls up her best friend, Kim, and she's like,
this is the most depressing 30th birthday ever. I didn't get a birthday kiss from the fuckboy I'm not even really dating.
And then Jackie puts on a dress, and she's like, do you like it, David? He's like, no, but you're going to do it anyway.
Yeah, and then the kids just don't even bother showering before dinner. Just like... rich, gross, and uninformed on coronavirus.
So Izzy is telling the guys, do you guys even care that I got lead deckhand or what? And Rob's like, you didn't get promoted to captain, okay? You're the lead chamois. So
well, then why
congrats.
Do you have such a bug up your ass then? If it's not, yeah. If it's only lead chamois, why were you the one complaining last week about, oh, I'm a captain of a boat and we've gone to... the Pelican Islands to find hidden treasure with my dog Falafel. Okay, why were you complaining last week? If it's not such a big deal, then drop the attitude, sir.
Yep. So then it's dinner. The captain joins the guests, and they get served their homemade pasta, which looks delicious. And Jackie's like, yeah, we've been together a long time. And, you know, when we were getting together, he said, what do you want for our marriage? He said, how about a yacht?
I technically said, how about we tie the knot, but she heard, how about the yacht, and I had to buy it at that point.
And this wine is from our cellar. It's $1,000 a bottle.
It's not from a wine cellar. We just have an old, scary, haunted cellar, and we found it there, so.
It's just this lady on the corner selling things.
So then one of the kids is like, Dad, Tom Hanks and his wife have coronavirus. Everyone's like, ah! Which I actually was chuckling at, not because of their reaction, because it just took me back to that day, because that was like when all of America, I feel like, or North America was like, oh, wait a second, coronavirus is real. Tom Hanks has it. It's like, for me, yeah. It was like the moment where we were all like, I'm learning.
Yeah, this is serious. Yeah. If something's trying to kill Tom Hanks, I'm staying home. You know,
that was the day that we had to postpone all our shows. I remember specifically reading about Tom Hanks, lying on the sofa and be like, are we going to die if we do our shows? And then we got on the phone and we were like,
that's why we can't really judge the people, because I remember that time. I'm like, come on, how many times has this happened? We'll be fine. Don't cancel anything. Let's not be so hasty. And then, yeah, Tom Hanks got it. And I was like, that's it. Rita Wilson too. I'm never leaving my house again.
Yeah, I mean, literally the day before, we were having conversations like, what do we do with coronavirus? And the sentiment was like, listen, Lady Gaga just had a concert this weekend. That was like the thing. Well, you know, Lady Gaga had a concert this past weekend, so everyone was fine. And then the next day, it's like, yeah, no, we're going to postpone.
Yeah.
Tom Hanks.
So they read that Trump has suspended travel from Europe for the next 30 days, and Rachel, you know, presents dinner and stuff, and Jackie's like, so anyone ever try to not eat too many carbs? Ha ha. It's like all spaghetti and shit. And then Izzy, of course, feels bad that Elizabeth didn't even get a cake. Should we make one, guys? Should we make one?
I haven't actually seen 16 Candles all the way through, but isn't this the same plot? is Elizabeth Molly Ringwald?
I just remember, 16 Candles. Sorry, I was thinking of Pretty in Pink. I always get them confused. I don't remember. Okay, so Rachel, you know,
thanks.
I don't remember, and it's fucking my brain trying to remember, because I just like, see flashes of Molly Ringwald and Ducky. And
no, Ducky was from Pretty in Pink,
I think. Right?
But I think so. I saw the first like half hour of 16 Candles because it was backstage at the 10th grade production of Brigadoon in my high school, and we were waiting, and I was sitting there in my kilt because I was playing Archie Beaton, and someone put on 16 Candles while we were waiting for curtain. And so I saw the first 30 minutes of it, and from what it appears to be, everyone keeps forgetting or overlooking the fact that it's Molly Ringwald's birthday. So
yeah, Molly Ringwald pretty much only plays overlooked people. That's like her, that's her au revoir, if you will. So she makes a white bread. She cuts off the crust of a white. I mean, Izzy, that is really sweet. You know, even cutting off the crust.
Very sweet, lots of sugar.
Yeah, and sprinkles and chocolate sauce and stuff. And upstairs, Captain is talking to the couple about their kids and their kids having demons that they couldn't fix and stuff, which is really sad. And the captain has to get up and leave the table to go cry because it's so sad.
It's so sad, but I was actually really happy. I was really happy for Captain Lee that he had someone to help him in that moment, oddly enough. And it was so interesting. I was thinking that it's so interesting that here comes, you know, Jackie and David Siegel, famous from their documentary, The Queen of Versailles, of being like living in the most ivory of towers, just this whole, they're just this crazy world. They don't seem to live in reality. And now this is Jackie Siegel's second time on Below Deck. The first time was on the first Below Deck Med, sorry. And on Below Deck Med, she's like, oh, butterflies. And she buys this like $30,000 ring or something that's like a butterfly. And then she gives it to June, whose dad had recently passed, I believe. And then here's this moment. I thought it's so funny that these people who just are like in this whole other world, don't seem to be connected to reality in any sense, are able to have these like very intense and meaningful emotional connections with members of the crew. I was like, this is, it's so surprising. And I actually think in some way there's something really touching about that, you know?
Yeah, where
it's
you
like,
would what? Never expect it, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So then they're having a trailer park birthday for Elizabeth, and she's like,
not gonna lie, if I didn't have a cake, I would have been real sad. I mean, call me delusional, but I'm hoping James can come through.
Delusional. Okay. Delusional. I need Quad with a sign here at a reunion that says delusional. Just wave it around.
I forgot about that. So now Captain Lee is back at the table, and they're just talking and saying that, like, you know, Jackie's saying, it, you know, with something like this, you have to talk about it, because otherwise, if you don't talk about it, you're not going to help anyone else. And then I think the saddest part, the most heartbreaking part, is hearing how Captain Lee's wife is really struggling, because their son, that son was the only son that they had together. And Captain Lee basically is hoping to learn from Jackie and David so that way he can then help his wife cope, which I thought was just so sweet and lovely and heartbreaking.
And David's like, well, don't worry. We're your family now. We're real fucking rich, all right? We'll help.
So then Francesca is sending Liz to bed, and she's nice. She's like, all right, let's get you to bed, stupid face. Happy birthday, dying to sleep.
I know I could be nice to her because she's basically a goldfish and forgot everything we talked about 2 hours ago. So I could just pretend to be nice to her and she'll always think I'm nice.
So James goes up to Liz and he's like, so has it been too bad today? And she's like,
yeah, pretty shitty day. Whoa, good night.
He's like, all right, good night.
He just like, bye.
Well, that was nice of you to show me to pucker up your lips so I could see the full size of those gams there. Or I guess gams are legs. But I'm just going to sleep. Bye.
She goes to the room and shuts the door. She's like, are you fucking kidding me? So then Francesca sends everybody to bed except for Aisling. And she's like, are you comfortable staying up with these boys? And she's like, it's fine. She's like, well, if you need to call, just cry to James. And he'll tell me what you cried about, and then I'll cry with you in my sleep. All right. Yeah.
She's like, yeah, it's all right. I got wasted for a month in Bali, so I can handle these kids. So it's 12:15, and the two sons are like chugging. And Aisling at first is like, listen, I don't blame them. I mean, listen, they called me the number one wino in Bali, all right? So I get it. You know, I'd be drinking heaps too. But then they keep drinking and drinking and doing shots. And now it's like 1 a.m. And now they're like, I want to jump off the boat. And they're like, no, PTSD from Dolores, not Dolores again.
Yeah. And so Aisling has to get stern with him. She's, because one of them goes to bed. And she's like, you're not jumping off the boat, all right? You've got to get off the swimming dock, captain's orders. And he's like, all right, well, you know what? I want to go in the hot tub then.
It's out of order.
She's like, it's empty. She's like, it's draining. So he goes up to check and finds out that she's lying. And he's like, yeah, they're lying to me. It's like perfectly hot. Like, I'll take another vodka Gatorade then. She's like, well, can't give you any more alcohol.
And he's like, well, you guys are here to make our vacation as enjoyable as possible, and you're limiting our alcohol, and I want you guys to enjoy yourself, and if you guys want me to serve you guys, I can do that, because it's your vacation, not mine. And she's like, no, it's yours. He goes, well, it doesn't feel like it.
Ugh. Oh god, yeah, he goes to bed all mad. He's like, this crew's whack, yo.
Yeah, it's like, will he complain to his parents?
Well, even if he does, I mean, gross. Gross, yeah. Dude. Go to bed.
Seriously.
What a break.
And that's how it ended. It ended with a drunk kid being angry. So thank you all for listening. Thank you for listening to this episode, okay? We are back tomorrow with some Real Housewives of Dallas. And then, you know what? We have a programming update on our programming update, which is that Atlanta isn't on this Sunday. So next Monday will be the full recap of the Summer House season premiere. So if you're wondering where that is, it will be on Monday. So we'll talk to you all tomorrow on the next show.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's a little bit loony.
Junie.
She's always supplying. It's Kelly Ryan.
Higher than high res. She's Lauren Perez.
Patricia Murdoch, she wrote.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan lettuce.
He makes us squee. Richie D.
There ain't no problem that Sarah Salvia can't solve ya. The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Nancy Cease and Desisto. Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie.
Let's give them a kiss. It's Austin and Marissa.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Erica, 500 Days of Summers.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
The incredible, edible Matthews sisters.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender.
No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Mina Coochie Coochie Coochie.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.